Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Glint, the second installment in Raven Kennedy's captivating Plated Prisoner series, dives deeper into the dark and enchanting world of its predecessor, Guild. This fantasy novel, rich in intrigue and emotional complexity, follows the journey of Orin, the girl made of gold, as she grapples with her newfound freedom and the haunting shadows of her past. As Orin navigates through the perilous lands outside the Gilded Cage, she encounters allies and enemies that challenge her understanding of power, loyalty, and freedom. Kennedy's masterful storytelling weaves a tale that is not only thrilling, but also deeply reflective, making Glint a standout narrative in the fantasy genre. With its combination of magical realism and poignant character development, this book promises to capture the hearts and minds of readers looking for depth and excitement in their fantasy adventures. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Orin's journey towards freedom. The central theme of Glint revolves around Orin's complex journey towards freedom after escaping from her gilded captivity. Orin, who was objectified and revered because of her gold-encased skin, now seeks to redefine her identity and purpose beyond the confines of her physical beauty and the myths surrounding it. This part of her story explores the psychological and emotional ramifications of her previous imprisonment. As she traverses through new environments, the challenge isn't just surviving physically, but also rebuilding her sense of self and agency. Orin's interactions with new characters help her peel back layers of her own fears and desires, presenting a nuanced look into what freedom truly means for someone who has been viewed as an object of value rather than a person. The narrative delves into the idea that real emancipation comes from within, and how challenging it can be to break internal chains while contending with external threats. Secondly, the concept of power and control. In Glint, power dynamics play a crucial role and are explored through various relationships and systems of control. Orin's past life in captivity under the king serves as a poignant backdrop against her current interactions with allies and enemies who also exert their forms of control. The novel examines how power can be wielded benevolently or maliciously, and how it can corrupt or empower individuals and communities. Orin herself must navigate the differences between subjugation and leadership as she encounters those who seek to manipulate her for their agendas or help her in genuine solidarity. The manipulation of power is also shown through the subtle politics and hierarchies that emerge within groups that Orin becomes part of. This exploration is pivotal as it underscores the themes of autonomy and influence, forcing both Orin and the reader to reconsider what true power means in a world where allegiances are fragile and motives are often hidden. Thirdly, the role of myth and lore. Myths and lore are integral to the plot and thematic development in Glint. The legends surrounding Orin's gold-infused skin have shaped her life and the perceptions of those around her. This allure of mythology is meticulously crafted by Kennedy to reflect on how stories and folklore can govern the lives of individuals and dictate societal norms. Throughout her journey, Orin encounters various groups and individuals who have different interpretations of her story, which illustrates the power of narrative in shaping reality. The confrontation between personal truth and public myth not only drives the plot forward, but also serves as a commentary on the manipulation of narratives by those in power. By dissecting these myths, Orin begins to dismantle the fictional constructs of her identity, allowing for a more authentic expression of self that challenges the established norms. Fourthly, themes of loyalty and betrayal. Loyalty and betrayal are recurrent themes in Glint that impact Orin's decisions and her interactions with others. The complexities of trust are magnified in her world, where allegiances are often based on deceit or coercion rather than genuine connection. Kennedy delicately explores how Orin must navigate this treacherous terrain, where she learns whom to trust and how to form alliances that might either save or doom her. These themes are particularly poignant in depicting her relationships with members of her past and new acquaintances, each bringing different shades of loyalty and betrayal. This tension adds a rich layer of intrigue and suspense to the story, driving the narrative with emotional stakes that are rooted in the very essence of human connection and survival in a politically charged environment. Lastly, exploration of identity and transformation. Throughout Glint, Orin's personal evolution is a focal point, as she continually adapts and transforms based on her experiences and insights. This theme of identity is closely tied to her journey of self-discovery and freedom. As she encounters diverse cultures and challenges, her own perceptions about herself and her role in the world evolve. Kennedy uses Oren's transformation as a metaphor for the broader human experience of finding one's place in the world amid chaos and change. This exploration is deeply resonant as it parallels the real-life experiences of readers who may also be in search of their own paths or who struggle with societal labels and expectations. The character's growth is portrayed with complexity and realism, making her story a compelling narrative about resilience and rebirth. In conclusion, Glint by Raven Kennedy is a riveting must-read for fans of fantasy who are drawn to deep character studies and expansive, well-built worlds. Specifically, it will appeal to readers who appreciate stories of personal growth and resilience against the backdrop of dark and complex settings. This book is particularly beneficial for those who resonate with themes of freedom, self-discovery, and the quest for identity. Kennedy's tale offers not only escapism, but also valuable insights into the strength required to redefine oneself in the face of societal pressures and personal trials. The novel's deep dive into power dynamics, loyalty, betrayal, and transformation provides a rich field for reflection and discussion, making it a valuable addition to any reader's collection seeking depth as well as entertainment. If you would like to support Raven Kennedy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.